Nobody spoke up on behalf of Representative Kramer at today's leadership vote, which was called soon after allegations surfaced that Kramer sexually harassed two women on a Washington, D.C. fundraising trip. Assembly Republicans said the vote to remove Kramer as majority leader was unanimous. Speaker Robin Voss told reporters afterward that several people witnessed Kramer's behavior in Washington.
I was not there, so I don't know how many, but I have had numerous people say that they saw it, both legislators, others who were at the event, lobbyists. It was not an action that occurred in private.
Kramer was not at today's leadership vote. He checked himself into a treatment center on Saturday. Voss says Kramer was impaired during one of the alleged incidents. Voss said there were no plans to censure Representative Kramer. He said he hoped Kramer would not seek re-election.
Of course, if Representative Kramer comes back, there are other actions that we will have to take to guarantee the safety of anybody who has concerns. And I have had people, more than just the victims that had the allegations reported to me, there are others who also are concerned about their own safety. So we will do whatever it takes to guarantee that no one, man, woman, staffer, lobbyist, citizen, has to deal with this kind of a situation again.
Replacing Kramer will be Representative Pat Strakota, who becomes the state assembly's first ever female majority leader. Her election is largely symbolic. Strakota is leaving the legislature at the end of this session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.